Shrimati Radharani Ki Jai. So these are 25 wonderful qualities. She's very sweet. She's always freshly youthful. Her eyes are restless. She smiles brightly. Something we all need to learn. Smile. Can everyone smile brightly? We all have minute qualities of the Supreme Lord, but they contain it like an ocean. We're like a little drop. So she smiles brightly. Yes. She has beautiful, auspicious lines. She makes Krishna happy with her bodily aroma. She's very expert in singing. Her speech is charming. We should all practice that one too, huh? Charming speech. Kali Yuga, people are very quick to chastise. But charming speech, she is the master. She's very expert in joking and speaking pleasantly. She's very humble and meek. She's always full of mercy. She is cunning. She's expert in executing her duties. We all have to learn that one, huh? Expert in executing her duties. Even the Supreme Lord in the form of Srimati Radharani accepts duties. Krishna accepted duties. She is shy. She's always respectful. She's always calm. We hear that often, calm down, you know. We get very excited easily here. So she's always calm, always grave. She's expert in enjoying life. I think we perfected that one, huh? We're all trying to enjoy. But we should enjoy for Krishna's pleasure. She is situated in the topmost level of ecstatic love. She is the reservoir of loving affairs in Gokul. She is the most famous of submissive devotees. She's very affectionate to elderly people. We're getting a few of those around here too, huh? If you don't believe it, just see some of the pictures that are posted of yourself and you think, wow, what's happening? I'm getting old. So she's very affectionate to the elderly people. She's very submissive to the love of her friends. She's the chief gopi. And she always keeps Krishna under her control. Shri Radhika Ki. So today is a very wonderful, special day. I was listening to one class some time ago. Srila Prabhupada was speaking how we're not the material body. We're spirit soul. Don't waste your whole life in the illusion of me, my family, my country, my family responsibilities. That you should know that when someone is born, it's a joyous occasion. But in this world, that's the beginning of our death. Because as we grow older, you know, we stay in this world for some time. When we leave, we forget all about the family. All our education is wiped clean, all our prestige and reputation, our feelings for our country, all the causes we stood for. All these things, they didn't exist in the past. They're not going to exist in the future. So we should take this human form of life very, very seriously. So Prabhupada lectured for 20 minutes. He said, oh yes, and today is also divine appearance of Srimati Radharani. Of course, he did glorify nicely, but Srila Prabhupada was very careful to give us the message that everyone in this world is working for some kind of mellow, some kind of taste, a flavor. Everyone has a job. You know, they derive some pleasure from their family. They have to work hard. And because they can support their family or they can do good for their country, their nation, they feel some kind of rasa, some kind of flavor, relationship. So the rasa, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami for the nectar of devotion. So the nectar of devotion is the essence of rasa, that we can experience the pleasure of serving Krishna. And Srimati Radharani is the essence of rasa, exemplified in her ability to control Krishna, in her ability to attract Krishna in such a way that it bewildered him, that he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to try to understand what is this intense love, this relationship. You know, because everything in this world is centered around relationships, and pervertedly, in the material world, this relationship is polluted into lust, just like gold and metal, or some gold is very refined, whereas some base or iron ore is very base material. So the love of Krishna is not something cheap that we can just think that, oh, now I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm a devotee, and I'm experiencing, I want to go hear about the confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna, because by hearing about these things, but as long as we have material desires, many of us do, some may be free, but as long as we have material desires, we have to be careful to keep good association with those devotees who are actually on the bhakti marga path. Because first is faith. We need faith. And faith is enhanced. The shraddha is enhanced by the mercy of the spiritual master who has come to that higher platform, by the blessings of those devotees who are serious and eager for advancing in Krishna consciousness. Our faith is more solidified. So this shraddha, sadhu sangha, keeping always in the association of devotees, actually getting a little bit of a flavor, a taste in this. Because when you think of materialists who are out just smoking and drinking and trying to enjoy, for a devotee who's experiencing the pleasure of dancing in kirtan, seeing the beauty of the deities, hearing the holy name, you know, relishing the festivals, hearing the pastimes, deriving pleasure from hearing about the qualities of Srimati Radharani, deriving pleasure by hearing about Krishna and Krishna's loving activities towards his devotees, and how Srimati Radhika is always very kind to her devotees and very loving to her devotees. This awakens a feeling of enthusiasm. Whereas the materialist mundaners, no matter how hard they try to enjoy in the material world, whatever, you know, because we're living in a modern society, there's many nice conveniences, air conditioning and skyscraper buildings, soft bedding and pure silk or nice white cotton. You know, people bringing you nice drinks and food to the door. And you know, you're thinking that, yes, I'm living a heavenly life. Like Haranyakashipu, soft bed and enjoyment. But the enjoyments of this material world, they're all temporary and they're sources of misery. Whereas the rasa, or the feeling which is being exhibited by the gopis and Srimati Radharani towards Krishna, this is eternal. There's a material, marginal, and spiritual. So we're in the marginal platform. We've fallen from the spiritual platform. Somehow curiosity, they say curiosity killed the cat. I don't know, it's an expression, but we were curious, what does it mean to be the enjoyer? You know, it's hard to imagine that unlimited living entities and unlimited universes in the material world are all imitating Krishna in the sense that we all want to be the enjoyers to some extent. So as being a kind parent, Radha and Krishna, there's no room for that kind of mentality. So, okay. They create the whole material world. They made a really big playground for us. Yeah. Try it as a turtle, as a pigeon, as a dog, as a pig, as a human being, as a demigod. And try it on this planet, try it on that planet, try it in the water, in the air, on the land. Every variety of enjoyment is available. Krishna is very kind. Material nature, this daivi material nature, is providing us with bodies according to our desire to enjoy in this world. But the Lord is also very kind. He comes personally. Radha and Krishna came 5,000 years ago. They performed their pastimes here in Braj. We see many pictures, rasa dances there, Yashoda, the bonding of the rope of Damodar, Kartik is coming, and every evening they sing Gopi Gita. What are the sentiments of love the gopis have for Krishna? So we are imitating to some extent, we're hearing what is that high exalted platform of devotional service, and we may feel ourselves inadequate or incapable of achieving that platform. But as Prabhupada said in this morning's nectar reading, whatever obstacles are there, I'll kick them away. You just bring them, I'll kick them away. So the guru is very powerful, he's heavy, and guru is representative of Krishna. And she, Radhika, like the original guru, Lord Nityananda is the original guru, but in the Maha Mantra, she dominates. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So she's got the monopoly here. And because Vrindavaneshwari, Tapta Kanchana Gaurange, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hare Priye. That the devotees, they pray to Srimati Radharani that you please engage me in devotional service to Krishna. And if we're actually genuinely sincere and want to serve devotional service without ulterior motives, devotional service means activity. It's not some silent meditation, although you can go to Himalayas and do silent meditation, that's nice. And, you know, performing various tapasyas, that's nice. But we want to hear from Guru, from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was, in 1966, describing that in Vrindavan, how the six Goswamis, namely Srila Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatta, Sri Jiva Goswami, he said that they were so absorbed in Krishna Leela and hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, that they stopped their eating and sleeping. So we don't artificially imitate that, most of us don't. But Prabhupada was saying, also for myself, you can ask so and so, that he said, I'm busy either hearing, reading, or writing something. And he said, but I'm enjoying it. It's a tapasya. Imagine not sleeping, only sleeping an hour and a half a day. Or not eating. Okay, you're a little hungry, you eat something. You're a little tired, take a little rest. But besides that, 24 hours a day, the pure devotees are engaged in Krishna's service. spiritual world goes on Nitya Lila eternally. It's going on. It's very exciting. But because we're encaged in a material body, we need to take care of the body physically also. So don't eat too much. Imagine Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord, giving the supreme instruction, but don't eat too much, don't eat too little. Don't sleep too much, don't sleep too little. Because it's a spontaneous, natural enthusiasm. The spirit soul, the consciousness, takes over the body to the point where you're always excited to serve Krishna, to hear about Krishna. So devotional service means activity. The gopis aren't just sitting around. They're collecting flowers, they're making garlands, they're singing songs and making tasteful arrangements for Radha Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan. But it's like that Krishna is the center, and serving the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis, of Srimati Radharani, it gives great pleasure to be a servant. Because that it's a special flavor, special mellow. And this is what people are looking for. They're looking for a mellow, something to give satisfaction, but they're going up in the wrong way. It's like if Prabhupada gives the example, if you're hungry, you don't just take the, you know, gulab jamuns and try to squeeze them or stick them in the different pores of the body. You stick them in the mouth so that it can feed the stomach and it will nourish the entire body. Or you don't just throw water on every leaf, you know, this way, that way. You want to pour water on the root. So society has lost sight of what is the root, the purpose of life, and how to achieve that happiness, how to achieve that love for humanity, the love for every living being. Because it starts as a small child, your brother, your sister, your parents, then your family, your nation, your religion, your culture, love all animals, you know, love all people, humanity. But this will not ultimately satisfy the jivatma, the spirit soul, until the jiva is awakened to his jivera swarupahai Krishna nitya das, that I'm an eternal servant of Krishna, I don't belong in the material world. Somehow I need to go back to the spiritual world, the kingdom of the spiritual world. And how to do that? Sadhu sanga, sarva shastra koi, lava matra sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi hoi. And the sadhus are, what is a sadhu? He is one who is always hearing about Krishna, remembering Krishna, never forgets Krishna. So the gopis are always hearing about Krishna, remembering Krishna, and the topmost of all the gopis is Srimati Radhika. And today's a very auspicious day. We're hearing something. We'll hear some pastimes. Dinabandhu Prabhu has some wonderful Brajalila pastimes. But we should also strengthen our faith, the Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajanakriya. We need to clean the heart. And Vrindavan is a very powerful place. Every time we're chanting, it's magnified by 1,000. It's just a numerical figure to give us an idea how powerful Vrindavan is. But also offenses are magnified. So we have to weigh it out. Be careful that we're not offending. Srimati Radharani is pleased when the devotees are kind to other devotees, when they're brightly smiling, happy, because we're just servants. A servant means that we're very eager to render some service. So Radharani is happy that when we are eager to serve Krishna, eager to serve the Vaishnavas. But if one is having offensive mentality, she's not happy. So imagine if we're making Srimati Radharani unhappy. You know, we cannot imagine, because this life is such a gift, such a rare opportunity to be sitting in Vrindavan Dham in front of the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. In front of Sri Sri Gornitai, Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radha Shyama Sundar, Tulsi Devi. It just seems that everything is so much more amplified here in Vrindavan. Because when we're in the West or some other place, we hear today is Radhastami. It's nice. I'm sure the devotees have good feelings. And you see the deities then off to do what you have to do. But it seems like in Vrindavan, the intensity gets deeper and deeper and thicker. You can sit all day in the kirtan. You could hear all day about Krishna book or the pastimes of Sri Radhika and all the gopis. And you can hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how he came here to deliver all the fallen conditioned souls. And how Srila Prabhupada, under the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, under the order of the Goswamis, of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, all the Guru Parampara, you know, Prabhupada considers himself as a puppet. You've brought me to this, here to dance. Make me dance. So Prabhupada, he's basically, not basically, totally essentially showing us how to be faithful and loyal. It's said that she is very faithful to Krishna. So we should be very much appreciative of Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. That term was given to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, all the masters who sit at his feet. He's the supreme master. But he's a representative of Krishna. He's a representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's a representative of Srimati Radharani. And if we can be faithful to Srila Prabhupada, and what does that mean? That means we're hearing Prabhupada's words in the form of lectures. We're reading Srila Prabhupada's books. I remember our friend Gopal, when he was giving offering to Srila Prabhupada, he was commenting how when he was in New Dwarka, he was hearing a lecture they were playing over and over and over again. He thought, maybe somebody's forgetting to change the lectures. And the devotee said, have you understood every word? Have you absorbed every meaning? So when we read the Nectar of Devotion again, it's all fresh and new. We read Bhagavad Gita again, you always pick up more, deeper understanding. You read Srimad Bhagavatam, it just solidifies, because we're only small little jivatmas, and have a tendency to forget. You may read the same book, and you thought, boy, did they change this book? Because it sounds totally different now. Different because we're maturing, we're trying to mature and grow in Krishna consciousness. And the more we grow, the more we mature, then Krishna will be helping us. Yayatam mam prapadyate tangs tataiva bhajam yaham. It's a reciprocal exchange of love. Love means not by force. Krishna sees that we're taking steps towards him. He takes more steps towards us. Krishna sees little desire that we want to know Krishna. We want to know the pastimes of Braj. Parikshit Maharaj became totally infatuated. Tell me about Krishna. Tell me about his pastimes, you know, with his mother, father, and every aspect of everything. That as we enter deeper into Krishna consciousness, we want to hear more, chant more, understand more, but understand through Srila Prabhupada, because we don't have the ability to jump around like the monkey from tree to tree. We should actually just hear submissively, be fixed, because we have the real thing. Everyone's convinced. You just read Prabhupada's books, understand that Prabhupada is carrying the entire legacy of Krishna consciousness in Kali Yuga for all the conditioned souls to awaken their love for Krishna. Not saying that there's no other sadhus. There's many sadhus. Just like there's many men and women, but the wife thinks this is my husband, and she's very faithful and loyal. And same, the husband's thinking this is my wife. I'm taking care of this person. There's many hundreds of millions of others, but I'm taking special interest here. So we're taking special interest in Srila Prabhupada so we can have a glimpse of understanding what is Krishna consciousness, what is the base, the love that Srimati Radharani is feeling for Krishna. Try to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mission, and then the teachings of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami and Jiva Goswami. We have so much. It's not like we only have a little bit. We have to absorb ourselves fully in Krishna consciousness and don't waste the human form of life. Utilize it so that the rasa is expanding, the mellow, the taste, the flavor expands. And sometimes we may feel unhappy or may have some misunderstandings. We know I try to be in management, so not by preference, by default, but sometimes we see that there's some disturbances sometimes, and we just say, let's just try to work together, cooperate. Because Prabhupada knew that without the cooperation of the family, there would be family disturbance. So we need cooperation, we need harmony, and we need to have that service attitude with great enthusiasm. So I don't want to take all the time. We have His Holiness Radharaman Maharaj will speak, and then His Grace Dina Bandhu Prabhu. Divine Appearance Day of Srimati Radharani Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.